The Silver Pony, written by Holly Webb and read by Roslyn Odes. The leaves started rustling and Daisy felt the little duckshound beside her give a grateful sigh. A breeze at last. It was so hot, even in the shade under the trees. Betsy had been slumped on the cool tiles of the kitchen floor, panting, when Daisy and the others got in from school. Daisy had thought it might be too hot for the tiny dog to want a walk in the woods. But when Daisy had picked up her lead, she had wriggled to her feet, tail wagging. "You knew it would be cooler out here, didn't you?" Daisy murmured, stroking Betsy's hot little head. "You're a clever girl. Want some water?" She'd put a bottle of water and a plastic bowl in her backpack. Her phone was in there too. Mum and Dad didn't mind her taking Betsy for walks on her own, as long as she always took her phone and stuck to the part of the forest she knew. They were lucky to live somewhere so wild, and Daisy loved it. She had moved to the New Forest with her parents and her little sister and brother a year before, from a big town. Dad had been offered a new job, and her parents had wanted them to have a chance to grow up somewhere greener. It still felt so special, being surrounded by trees and shy deer and the wild ponies. And now they had Betsy too. She was one of the best things about their move. Although she only ever took Betsy through the woods and out onto the heath as far as a tiny stream, about half a mile from her house, it was far enough to feel like a proper walk. "It's still too hot, even out here," Daisy muttered. She and Betsy were sitting on the brownish grass, leaning against a fallen tree. Daisy had changed into shorts after school. Her summer dress felt too sticky to wear a minute longer. Now she could feel dust and bits of bark clinging to her legs. Usually it was nicely damp under the trees, but today the thick cushions of velvet green moss on the dead wood felt dry and bristly. She poured some water from the bottle into Betsy's bowl, and the duckshound lapped at it lazily. Daisy drank some too, and then sighed and poured a bit of it over her head. It dribbled down between her dark curls, and she shivered deliciously. "It should be the holidays," she said to Betsy. "How can they make us go to school when it's this hot? There's a whole week left of term. It's torture." No one had been running around at break or lunch today. Instead, everyone had flopped in the shade, moaning about how hot they were. Luckily, it was Friday. No more sitting in the classroom trying not to fall asleep in the heat. At least not for a couple of days. Daisy leaned back against the tree trunk again and yawned.
"We should head back soon," she said. "Otherwise, I might go to sleep right here."
Betsy yawned too and snuggled her chin into Daisy's leg. Her fur was silken, but so hot that Daisy wriggled.
"Oof, do you have to, Bets?